Mr. Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight, right here on WWRB 3.185. Got a great program for you tonight. 1 hour of hard-hitting information about where you live and the times that you're in today. So you don't want to miss this program. Call a friend and tell them that we're on live tonight here on March the 2nd, starting a new month, and we'll be joining you live again Wednesday night for our inaugural launch on Wednesday night with Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. So make a note of that, if you will. Jot it down on your calendar. And tonight's message, Satan rides through the universe, from going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Ladies and gentlemen, just because that Satan hasn't checked in lately with the presence that he could command, and believe you me, he is a real bondified, fallen, mighty one. Now, when we say that, we're talking about Elohim. In the beginning, when it says God created the heavens and the earth, that word there is in Strong's number 430, which is Elohim. So you see, there was a race of people, if you can permit me to say that tonight, to lay the gestalt of the groundwork that we're going to cover for you. Satan is a being. He's a real person. And one of the unique features of Satan, and as well as the other angels, is that they are eternal beings. And eternal in a sense that they had a beginning and would consequently depend on their actions to depend if that continued. Now, we know that there was a war that we reviewed last Monday night here on WWRB. We revealed to you that Satan and his angels fought against Yahweh and his angels. So we have two mighty ones here, Yahweh leading a Elohim force, the ones we call angels, and the Bible describes them as above man, a little bit above man. Man is just a little bit lower, is the way the Bible describes it. And yet we have their unique likeness. We're made in their image. And when Yahweh, who came down in Genesis chapter 6, and he saw the results of the experiment with man and angels mixing together, you see, Satan and all the other angels at that time had the run of the universe. They could go to and fro, no hindrance, no restrictions. They were free-willed beings. They were commanded not to mix, to remain loyal to Yahweh. And Satan, wanting to become a individual, if you will, that would rule above the Elohim, he wanted to rule over them. And that's recorded in Ezekiel chapter 28, in Ezekiel chapter 31, and the book of Isaiah chapter 14. So if you want to go there, you can determine that in the beginning, Satan was a mighty one that walked among all of the, which is described in coded language in the Bible, is trees in the garden. Adam walked among them. Eve walked among them. And this experiment of part man and part God, if you will. Adam was the son of Yahweh. It wasn't the son of Satan now. So this was Yahweh's experiment. It wasn't Satan's experiment. Because Satan is not a creator. He's a perverter of that which is created. Now, he can manipulate through mighty, mighty knowledgeable wisdom that's in him because he's been around for quite a while. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the book of Daniel, you'll see Satan interfering with Daniel's prayers. See, Satan is your adversary. He is the warring spirit. Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 12 that we recounted to you in the last program, bringing you up to speed, to remind you that Satan is a spiritual wickedness power. These powers are spiritually wicked as far as man goes. And you see, we don't understand a lot of things about spiritual things. Now, we understand the carnal things, the dimensions and things of this nature. We're just now getting into these. And I told you that 20 and 12 was a target date that is on a lot of calendars and societies that existed in the past. We're going back into four of them. And we're going to show you some descriptive terms in the Bible that mentions astrological events that is recorded in Scripture. You said, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't believe in that old astrology and astronomy and all those things. You know, the church has told me that that's evil and I should stay away from it. Well, it's strange that the Bible advises you to look up into the heavens. Now, what's up there? Well, just so happened that the 12th fraction of a precession of an equinox, when we take the precession of the equinox, and that precessional length is 25,920 years that it takes for one age, say the Aquarian age that we're just coming into, well, the Piscean age is we're leaving, and the commencement point would be for one age to end, which would be the Piscean age, and then we go into the Aquarian age, and 20 and 12 is a number that keeps frequenting itself among all these societies of the past. And interestingly, signs, astrological signs, that astronomy would dictate to us in the heavens, we know that the Messiah himself was found by wise men who were astronomers. They were looking in the heavens. They were reading the signs. Now, that's astrology. Astronomy is the position of the stars, and astrology is the meaning of the stars. So we're told not to dabble into that. And who would want us to not know that the heavens declares the work of his hands? Everything is fitted and formed precisely in the heavens in a unique way. And the end declared from the very beginning, Yahweh wrote the signs, if you will, in the heavens. And it's recorded that there is some signs in the heavens that we probably should refer to. Now, let me refer to a astrological sign number one. We're going over to the book of Ezekiel, and we're going to start at verse 5. And out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Now, number one, they had a likeness of a man. And every one had four faces. And every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings and on their four sides. And they had four, and these four had four faces and their wings. And their wings were joined one to another. And they turned not when they went, and they went every one straight forward. Precession of the equinox. Now, and verse 10. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, remember that, and the face of a lion, remember that, and on the right side, they had four, the four had the face of an ox, and on the left side, they had the face of an eagle. Now, confirming it in the mouth of two or three witnesses, over in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, and verse 7. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast with the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And these four beasts had each of them six wings round about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, Yahweh Almighty, which was, and which is to come. Now, ending the scripture reading, let's look at the procession of the equinox. Somebody's coming. Well, what about 20 and 12? This is what the message is. Satan riding through the heavens, going about seeking whom he may devour. He was bound for 1,000 years. And then after that, we see an angel in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations coming down, and he cuts the restraining chain. And then he pronounces to the earth, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is going to come down among you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have an interesting scenario developing. Your government knows that there's something approaching. They know that there's a time now. And they've known this since 1941, when they were alerted by intelligent beings from space. This was during World War II, when Germany itself had made contact with these beings. And they were given great advances in technology and rocketry and things of this nature, which the United States actually capitalized, along with Russia. They capitalized on the information that the German peoples had accumulated through this contact with these divine gods from the heavens. Now, remember I said that Revelation chapter 12 states that there was war in heaven? Michael and his, you know, get this picture here. Instead of thinking about little misty spirits floating around, crossing each other and little whiffs of smoke, think about real beings like you are. You are a tangible, materialistic person. You have a body, you have a soul, and you have a spirit. Well, remember, we're in the likeness of these beings. That's what the Bible says. We're made in the likeness of our creators. And by doing so, these creators had a vast knowledge, not only of the planet systems. They could manipulate it through what we call the University of Consciousness and the powers that are ordained. Now, remember, the Bible said we wrestle not against powers and principalities, but spiritual wickedness that rests in high places, and whosoever resists the power receives damnation. Now, you're damned if you play along with Satan, and you're damned if you don't in that aspect. Well, you're blessed. Here's the difference. You're blessed if you go along with Yahweh and remain true to him, but you're cursed if you don't. So then, the only game in town is to love Yahweh and keep his commandments. And that's what the Bible teaches. Now, getting back to the four descriptive terms of astrological signs in the Bible. Let's look again at, we're going to do some mathematics here. And Yahweh wrote the Bible in a set of codes of mathematic numerics, and a couple of books that comes to mind is E. Raymond Capps and E. W. Bullinger, which is my favorite, which is number in Scripture. So these things are told about, and the procession of the equinox is in there with a length of 25,920 years as we're coming to the end of the Piscean Age, where Christ came as the fisherman and to commanded us to catch fish, and now that age is about over. Well, the Bible says after 2 days he will revive us, and the third day he will raise us up. That means that in this third millennial, or the 3,000 years since the advent of the Messiah, we're going to get some spiritual enlightenment, and we're going to get some help from the Creator. And I do believe that that Satan knows this. And I'm going to show you some of the empires of the past that wrote about about these epics and put it in tablet and save it, if you will, for posterity and for our benefit, because we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, the number 25,920 years is the actual time of the processional length. But now, listen to this now. Remember he said he'd shorten time? Well, when he said he would shorten time, that means he would speed up time. Well, that's just exactly what has happened. Due to the increased speed of the procession, that means that we're going to get there quicker. Now, when he says he'll shorten time, that means it takes from point A to point B. If it's speeded up, we'll get to there quicker. That's a shorter time for us. And that's what he was talking about. By that, the measurement of the procession now is closer to 25,776. Now, the number 2,160 is the 12th fraction of a processional cycle that takes 25,920 years. If we divide, listen to this now, it's very interesting. If we divide 25,776 by 12, we get 2,148 years. Now listen to this. If we conclude that the biorbital timeline of planet X is 2,148 years, not the 3,600 years at their time of the past in the Mesopotamian Sumerian Empire that I told you about in part one, or we have 2,160 years, not 3,600 years. So it's shortened time. That's what Christ meant. Except these days be shortened. All right. If we proceed to calculate in periods of 2,148 years, starting back in 10,983 B.C., and then add another degree and a half of the 25,776 to that, meaning 107.4 years, a degree and a half of 25,000 is 108 years, and when you come up with those figures of the procession, you have a result of, get this now, this is amazing, of 20 and 12. Man, somebody needs to set up and take notice. That he said, well, Pastor Buddy, if the world's going to end, I didn't say the world was going to end. And you don't need to believe it is going to end. An age will end. There's no such thing as the end of the world. The earth is to be inhabited forever. Only the righteous are going to inherit it if you love him and keep his commandments. If you don't, you're not going to be here on earth. You're going to be dust in the earth, and the feet of the righteous is going to be walking over you, as it's related in Isaiah 66, verses 22 through 24, where it states emphatically that from one new moon. Now, this is the time system, ladies and gentlemen. And the time system that we keep now is lunar, solar, not the Gregorian calendar, which the devil has come in to change times and laws, as it's recorded in Daniel 7:25, to deceive the very elect. And so then, most people have got a Gregorian calendar, and they're on the timeline of the Gregorian calendar. Now, if you calculate the odds of 20 and 12 being a target year for all of these the cultures that I've mentioned. Now, we're talking about the Sumerian and the Babylonian. There's the Egyptian and the Mayan, which is a great civilization that's just basically vanished off the earth. We don't know what happened here. But it just so happens that the mathematical equation stops at 20 and 12. Now, let's take into account what could possibly happen. Let me give you some possible end-time scenarios here. Now, remember, when Christ said, when you see all these signs in the heavens, remember, it's not the end. The end is not yet. But it's the beginning of the end. Now, remember, in a cycle, and we're going to merge into the Aquarian Age, we have what is known as the face of the lion. Now, what's that, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the face of the lion is the face of Leo and the constellation of Leo. Now, you have to go, how far back do you have to go to get to the face of Leo? Well, it's real interesting that the face of Leo is the procession of the constellation of Leo. And that would take at least 25,920 years for that to conduct itself in the procession. And by that would take you back at least 10,500 years. Well, actually, it would be more than that. It would take you back quite a bit. Let's start about 15,000 years ago. And then we would come into that's about when the Ice Age came in, surprisingly. 14,000 years ago, we had the extinct mammals and animals that are now extinct. They're found frozen and things of this nature. And it could be the result of a catastrophe like an asteroid. We know that the Pacific Ocean, like I said last Monday night, the Pacific Ocean is a large area that has been indented through some type of impact. And I told you about the possibility that the Earth has collided in the past with a system that was much greater than ours. And it broke up the Earth and created the asteroid belt. And if we get that, then we have what is called 4,000 years ago, we have the flood. And so then these are the things that are noticeable that produced catastrophes during the age of Taurus. That's the last one. That's the flood. And the two before that would have been the age of Leo, which I said was 10,500 years ago, and Scorpio, that's the eagle, 14,500 B.C. So the timeline goes back to 14 or 15, and that's the age of the eagle or Scorpio. And then we would have what is known as the age of Leo about 10,000 years ago. And then we would come in to the age of Gemini, which is the face of the man. And then we came into the fifth age, which is the Piscean age. So we have these four events. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the four descriptive prophets that were chosen to describe these events that are mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 4. These are astrological signs being interpreted. Now, going back to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, we find in verse 1 that we see another astrological sign that I started out part 1 of Satan rides through the heaven. And does he have an intention of coming back? Did the ancient mighty ones, were they here? Were they watching, as watchers is described in the book of Daniel? Were they to watch over us? Were they to be guardians? Were they to teach us good things? Well, that's true. But when the war commenced and Satan vied for power, then we have what is known as the great war in the universe. And ladies and gentlemen, I haven't seen any peace treaty signed between the good guys and the bad guys. Now, let's condense this and say to this fact that out in our solar system, somewhere on a planet, we have planet heaven. For wherever it's at, it's a real place. We have, if we believe the New Testament, and we believe the prophecies of the Old Testament, we have at this very moment someone that rose from the dead. And that includes all Christians that believe that. So then, Christians, if you believe that, you know that that man that rose from the dead, that said, I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death, and he's coming back, which was and which is to come, the Almighty, he's coming back. Then if we get what we call the chronological order here, we know that if the Messiah came, he said, Satan is coming, and he has nothing in me. That means right before the second coming of this man that rose from Galilee, that had everlasting life, somewhere he's alive right now, he's not dead. We know he had two hands. We know he had two eyes. We know he had a beard. We know his hair was white like wool. And we know his complexion, it was white. We know that through the scriptures. His head and his hair was white. His head and his hair was white. So we know his descriptive form, and we know that he's alive. And he's alive forevermore. He hasn't aged one day after he died. He was 33 and a half years old when he died. And at this moment, he's the Ancient of Ages. He's the invisible God made visible. He's the one we call God. He has made himself visible to man in a flesh body, lived here for 33 years, which is in itself another numerical term that we could deal with, and we could do a whole show, and we have in the past, on the 33rd degree. This is where the Masonic order is so captivated by 33. And it's another numeric message that we would love to get into you as we bring these events to you here live every Monday night and every Wednesday night on WWCR or WWRB now, 3.185, clear channel around the world. We want you to tune in. And if you'll study with Pastor Buddy and give yourself a year of reckoning to study with Pastor Buddy, I believe that you'll find that you can advance your knowledge by leaps and bounds over the traditional church message. You see, you have to get out of the church to get your message. Because if you stay in the church, you've got to preach a 501(c) agenda, and you have to be play the denominational role. If you're a Baptist, you've got to stay in the Baptist faith. You leave that and jump over to the Methodist, and they'll throw you out, and you have to join the Methodist. Well, if you leave that and go over to the Seventh-day Adventist, you've got to junk that and go over there. Well, if you do that, you go over to the Roman Church, and you junk that, and you see, from faith to faith. Well, there's no such thing as a faith to faith. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism, and that baptism is designed to be in the Creator's name, and the Creator wants that name in you as a family unit. Yahweh wants you to wear his name, and this name could be mathematical, and this name is real because he revealed the name in John 17:6 and 17:26. Yahweh revealed the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it's all the same name. You see, when the Catholic Church gives us a triune or Trinitarian concept, that's all false. That's misleading and misguiding, which it's designed to do, to deceive the very elect. But if you know who Yahweh is, you know who the Son is. If you know the Son, then you know who the Father is. Because the Father was the Son, wrapped himself in a flesh body, spoke as a son or a man, descending from woman, Mary in this case, with the genetic blood of Yahweh himself. Therefore, he was the firstborn of many brethren. Now, if he's firstborn, you're secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn, fifthborn, whatever the amount is that Yahweh said that he would come, he actually came, if you will, to redeem and to rescue the sheep that he had Europe on the earth, that had been blinded and dumbed down and battling Satan all day long. I don't know about you, but Satan never sleeps. He never rests. I know that we've got a carnal mind, that when we would do good, evil's always present, and most of the time we are subdued by the carnal mind, and we give our bodies over to the lust, like to eat. We don't want to fast because the flesh is in our way. But it would be more advantageous for us to fast rather than eat, because man shall not live by eating alone or bread alone. And yet we don't want to do that. It's torture. It's strange that the flesh man finds the spirit alien, and the spirit man finds the flesh man alien, and these are diametrically opposed to each other. When you do good, evil's always present. And so then Satan, realizing that and capitalizing, knowing the human nature of the carnal mind, he started figuring out a way that would seem right. Now, I told you that the Grand Cross conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn takes place every 6,444 years. The authors of the Bible were aware of these hallmark conjunctions, and they wrote them into the New Testament in the four beasts of the apocalypse that I've described to you. The lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle correspond to the four zodiac signs of Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, and Scorpio. Now, if that's true, then the age of Aquarius would be the last age before the end of time, because the Bible doesn't give another age specific. It could give 12 more. However, if we go back and look at the earth that was before the one that we're in, when we introduced a new set of atoms, the Bible said, he said, be fruitful and replenish the earth. Replenish. I mean, he had to replace something that was already here. So there's been ages before that have actually took up these ages, these 12 constellational ages of the precession of the equinox, which comes about ever 25,920 years. Now, see, that you say, oh, my heavens, I just can't think in terms of that long, because, see, we're so fragile. We're restricted down through, you see, man used to live for 1,000 years. That's Adam when he fell. Think about Adam before he fell. He lived forever. But the difference between Adam, if you will, and the angels that were created, there is a set of genetics on the earth that never had a beginning and never had an end. That's an eternal being. Oh, my. Oh, that's the exciting message that Yahweh said, my sheep have eternal life, and I give my life for the sheep. So he had to make a ransom, a blood sacrifice ransom, to redeem us from the power of fallen Adam. The power of death was inflicted upon Adam. And so all the seed that came out of Adam's loins, remember, Adam was the son of Yahweh. Well, that means that Yahweh was his father. Satan was, he didn't father Adam, but Satan did father a son through Adam's offspring, which was Eve. Therefore, enter the tare. Now, this tare that entered was eventually, after the flood, back 4,000 years ago, we have the intervention here of the procession, and we have Yahweh coming down and sending his angels out to capture and to restrain Satan and the rebels, if you will. Now, these are intelligent beings. Satan is very intelligent. He knows the scriptures better than anyone that I've ever encountered. He took on our Savior in a debate, and Yahweh had to constantly reaffirm his power through the Word. He kept saying, it's written. So I want you to know that it's written in the stars, It's written in the heavens. It's written in literature, such as the Bible and other works. Some of it hidden and some of it not. Some of it will be revealed later. It was hidden in signs and wonders. And best of all, it was hidden, the word hidden, in our heart, through the hidden man of the heart. It's hidden in us. We have something within us that we cannot deny him. And if we deny him, he can't deny himself in us. That's why he said, when you're delivered up, think not what you're going to say, for in the same hour will be given to you what to say. So this is amazing, but enter in right now, go with me now, to the point that we are almost, is there something that's telling us that Satan knows he's going to have a short time? Well, the Bible indicates that the devil knows he's got a short time. Now, if he's got that knowledge, he knows when to come. Is it possible that that knowledge was written in societies of the past, because the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been? So then, if that time for him to come is marked sometime, somewhere, in some place, on a calendar system, and some of the ancient civilizations were aware of it, and yet our modern Western, who we think we got scientists that, you know, we invented the atomic bomb, like it hadn't been invented before, like we invented automobiles, like they hadn't been invented before, like we invented planes that could fly through the sky, and you know, the planes that we're using now, the rockets and things of this nature, are very primitive compared to the chariots of Yahweh and the chariots of Satan. He said, well, I ain't no Satan had any chariots. Well, he just so happens to have the ability to create through his enormous knowledge base. And somewhere in the past, they have left indelible mark of their coming upon the earth and their sojourn upon the earth until they were removed from the earth and restrained from coming to the earth. Now, at the appointed time, like I said, in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, it's appointed that the Satan was bound until the angel came from heaven and he loosed the chain and then cried out, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Now, is Satan, when he was taken to the deep, and I give you this proposition here, that Satan was put on a planet. He lives on a planet somewhere. They had to survive. So these intelligent beings who are in a fallen state, that means that their mind is continuously on evil. Now, by being evil, that means they want to master Yahweh's the sons and daughters. Actually, they want to eliminate them so that they can rule planet Earth. You see, Adam was put down here to rule. Satan said, no, I'm going to rule. And Yahweh said, well, Satan, you'll have your head bruised. Well, he said, oh, I'll bruise his heel. And so the enmity between the two warring seeds here that really amount to anything, everything else is secondary to those two seeds, the seed of Yahweh and the seed of Satan. Everything else is just here for various reasons and could have been, if you will, formed by the Anaki, of the Mighty Ones, could be formed genetically for various reasons, and that's open to speculation. However, we know that there were giants here from the mixture of these seeds, and that they were commanded to be killed, every one of them. Well, did the... You say, well, but Pastor Buddy, they all died in the flood. The giants were still surviving after the flood. That means they had a genetic link. And the most surprising thing, that the flood was not worldwide. It was only in the Turin Basin where that Yahweh flooded out this giant bowl. If you look at, and right in Samaria, right where I'm talking about, the tablets are telling about these wondrous events and times written at least 4,000 to 6,000 years ago. And this knowledge was left for us to interpret And the Bible said, if you hold your peace, these stones will cry out. Now, what's the stones? That means that the evidence, the history, the book of remembrance, and things of this nature was literally written on stones that survived thousands of generations. You write on a piece of paper right now and take it out and lay it outside, and it's not going to survive. You write on a rock and bake it with fire, and it's going to survive. And although it's buried and covered up, it's just a preservative, if you will. Nature's way of preserving these stones, these cuneiform tablets, and there's thousands of them that tell about this grand epic episode of these mighty ones coming down and giving man much knowledge, teaching man this knowledge. So, with that in mind, they also left their mark, and they left the time frame of when they would come back. Well, we know that Yahweh declared in from the very beginning, so somewhere between the declaration of beginning and end, Satan had a hand in this. He was responsible for teaching, if you read the book of Enoch, and most people haven't, they're told not to, and that's why that our mission, the ministers of Yahweh, that it's so hard to teach these things to people that haven't studied to show themselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, because the Bible commands you to search the scriptures for wherein you think you've got eternal life. Now, the 501c church system, the Babylonian whore system, is set up just to give you a sense of religion. They don't want you to know these things. They hide these things from you so that, as the scriptures have declared, these things will come upon you unaware. And Yahweh doesn't want you to let these things come upon you unaware, but that you should study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, that you would know these things. And he said, when you see these things come to pass in the Matthew 24 episodes, he said, when you begin to see these things, the end is not yet. Well, we're seeing these things, and I'm promising you, 2012 is not going to be the end of the world. But it could be the end of an age that begins a new time and a new era of time of prophecies on the timeline that has to happen. And one of those is that Satan must show himself on planet Earth. You say, oh, buddy, you know Satan is a spirit and you can't see spirits. Glory to God. They're not real people as you're trying to imagine they are. Get a grip on your life. You're mad, like they call Paul. They said, Paul, you're beside yourself. When he said, well, an angel stood by me tonight, and he told me we got to all remain in ship. And the Bible said, they all remained in the ship, and not one life was lost. Now, if they'd all jumped overboard like they wanted to and hadn't been persuaded by Paul, who, by the way, had fasted for 2 weeks, and when the angel told him, he said, your life will be spared and all everybody on board if you remain in the ship. Well, Satan is in his ship, and it happened to be a cosmic wanderer, Satan going through the heavens to and fro with his angels, these followers. This is a generation of advanced beings, folks. You think that the New World Order and the Illuminati are smart? It's because they're getting their marching orders from these evil ones who have dropped in unaware. And they're now engaging the men upon the earth, these evil beings. It's actually their seed, their offspring. The blue bloods, I call them. And they're ruling in monarchies and governments and kings of the earth. And Satan is going about. Now listen to the scripture here. Don't miss this. Satan is going to, in the time he comes, he's going to go to the governments of the world, and he's going to convince them that there's something about to happen. It's very imminent. It's almost ready to go. Well, what's he going to tell them, buddy? Well, it's very simple. The Satan, when he comes in, he's actually going to be received, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. This being, this God, this fallen God is going to be so powerful and work so many miracles and do so many great things with technology, with the advancement of traversing the heavens, that he's got crowds, he's going to rapture out people that wants to go to this planet. A lot of them's going to leave. Praise Yahweh. And they're never going to return. These are just food for these fallen vampires. These blood-sucking cults that have formed on the earth is through the inspiration of Satan, starting with Cain, who sucked the lifeblood out of his brother and drank his blood and ate his flesh. And from that time, these offspring of the sons of Satan, the Canaanites we call them, they have infected every generational culture in the world. And they have brought death, famine, destruction, deceit, pain, misery, heartache. And above all, they have hidden, through deception, the very truth, lest that people would repent and hear this gospel and repent and be baptized in Yahweh's name and get this message in their mind that they could stand up against the evil in the time that I'm speaking about appointed. 2012, what is it, Pastor Buddy? It's a trigger date. It's an end of an age. The Piscean Age ends. And officially, at the point of crossing, who knew about this? Well, the Mayans knew about it. The Egyptians knew about it. The Zulus knew about it. The Hindu knew about it. The Incas knew about it. The Aztecs knew about it. Even the Dogon tribe the Dogon in Africa, Timbuktu, right outside of Timbuktu in Africa, they knew about these mighty ones coming from the heavens and teaching them things, and they still practice what they told them even to this day. And that was reported to be thousands of years ago. Well, the Cherokee tells us that their calendar ends on 20. Just like, and these cultures were, they were spread apart and didn't know each other, and yet they got the same calendar. Something going on here. Who taught them this? Did an ancient race of intelligent beings come down here and begin to miscegenate and crossbreed with the experiment of Yahweh and his angels? And did these rebels, were they chased off the planet and forbidden to come back until the appointed time? I think so. Now, keep in mind that the Maya and the Sumerians were the two dawn of civilizations that spawned all other cultures thereafter. And, of course, they lived on different continents, and they had no idea that each other existed, and yet they had the same calendar. And this calendar is amazingly pinpointed through the precession of the equinox and the times appointed, and they figured out the conjunctions. They knew the heavens and the works of the heavens, and they also knew the interpretation of the stars because they were taught by these mighty ones who fell from heaven called Nephilim, who had sons and daughters of their own and left their seed an indelible mark upon mankind, and today we're still suffering because they rule over us because they have great, they're giants. Not only are they tall, it was at one time, as I told you in part one, up to 36 feet tall, and with the gravitation, when the canopy was ruptured through the flood, man began through gravitational pull, it pulled him down and restricted his growth. And it also restricted his lifespan drastically. And here we are, that the catastrophic things that have happened in the past in these four ages that I have spoken to you, that is verified by the scriptures, that there were four signs in the heavens, and we had these four signs as the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. These four processions of the equinox in astrological numeric form a lot of years and times in the past leading up to this last age. Now, You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if a precession of equinox is 25,920 years, then what are we going to worry? We got a long time to go. Well, that's probably true. We're not as fatal in time as would indicate, but for us in a limited time when time has been speeded up, even our lifetime, if we don't get it right, ladies and gentlemen, we're of all men most miserable. If we miss this, if we fail to grasp it, if we fail to seek him and to serve him and to call upon him while he's near, don't think about you getting out of here and then you call on him. That ain't going to work. If you don't love him here, you wouldn't love him up there, wherever you want to go to. If you don't obey him here, now, in the now, what about the future when you're laying prone, in a prone position, with your face turned up and dirt shoveled over you, and flesh and blood goes back to the dust? But the Spirit has to raise an answer for its weight in the balance, and just pray that you're not found wanting. And so then, save yourself the trouble and the agony. Remember the rich man that went to hell? He wanted out. Hell is a place of confinement and restricted to where you have no beginning or no end. And so then, you don't want to wait for that. You want to get her done, as the old saying goes. So the procession here has been recorded dutifully upon the dawn of the civilization eras of the Mayan and the Sumerians. And yet we won't believe their word. We believe this Catholic theology. And how they have come in, and how that they have dumbed us down. And yet they themselves have astronomers. Listen to this now. Amazing. The very church that dumbed us down and put us in a cage and limited our thinking, because we couldn't think outside the box, the bell box. And yet, you've got to come out of her, my people. That's what the Bible describes. The ages that we're living in is declaring the time. Use it wisely and know that we're coming into the age of the man, the eagle, the ox, and the lion, done past. It corresponds to the four signs of Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, and Scorpio. We're coming into Aquarius, the man, bearing the pitcher of water, a pouring out of the last days. Now, if we got 25,000 years till the end of time, if we go through it and we don't have to go, see, he's going to cut it short. I'm sure we're not going to get through the age of Aquarius. So then, your time is now. You've only probably got an average of 68 years if you're a male, and you've got around 70 if you're a female. If you're in the Western Hemisphere, if you're in third world countries, coming soon to America, by the way, our age span will drop drastically, because people are going to be hungry, they're going to be crying, they're going to be pestilence, they're going to be... See, all these things are happening simply because Satan knows he's got a short time, and he's bringing in as much hell and destruction as he can before the end, and his mission is to kill you, steal you, or deceive you. And he don't mind to do all three. If he can steal you away from the truth and deceive you, then he's got you killed anyway. You're dead meat. You belong in his department, and that's his mission. To kill, steal, and destroy. So then, he knows, Satan and his angels, they know that it would be a great time. Now, the reason I'm thinking that 20 and 12 is significant is not because there's going to be the end of the world, but because it's going to be a merging of the dimensions. The third dimension and the fourth dimension, where Satan dwells now, where he's hidden. He's hidden from view. You can't see over there. But a time that Yahweh set on the clock of time, the ancient one, he set this in motion to make the dimensional ages bond together at an appointed time with the last precession of the equinox on the time chart before the end of time. And by doing so, the fourth and fifth or the fourth and third dimension are merging with the fifth dimension to come. Now, let me explain that. Remember I said that Satan is going to be here gathering people together. Now, literally, that's what the Bible said. That Satan is going to come in as God. The people on the earth are literally, whose names are not written, everybody but the ones that I told you that have repented, got baptized, and put the seal of Yahweh in their forehead and know these things. Everyone else is going to receive the mark and be fooled and deceived and destroyed. Now, that's why it's so important, and that's why I urge you to hear this message and to understand that your time is short. And let today be the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, that his voice is coming through his prophets. His voice is coming through his witnesses. And they're scattered out all over the United States. I know people all over the United States that are in this message. And they're teaching and they're holding it up and they're spreading it. And people are believing it. In the end time, Yahweh said he would fill the earth with this knowledge. And he would call his preachers. These are the last day prophets that are coming on the scene in the mighty, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh to declare his chosen time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time. I just wish I had more time. I'm just getting warmed up. And now I'm going to have to shut it down. But you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And tonight, I'm brought to you by my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439 for Miracle 2 and for Vitamir, by Brother Paul and StemTech, 1-800-253-2748. And we're going to tell you probably next Wednesday night, and when we learn some more about this, we got a couple of brothers that's very mindful of the energy source. That you need a different energy source. And I'm telling you, with a skyrocketing cost of fuel, you need to listen to what these brothers have got to say. I'm going to maybe give you a telephone number that you could inquire about the energy system that they have got developed and waiting on someone to use, and that may be you if you're interested. So stay tuned to Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me tonight, and you're a first-time listener, or if you have listened to us before and you've been wanting to write or call, I assure you that I will very courteously attend to your needs. And if you'd like to write for information, just simply write Pastor Buddy. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Get the zip right, 37824. Now that's 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live here on Monday night on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, coming to you directly live tonight out of Morrison, Tennessee. Well, you could call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like information on what you've heard, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. Praise Yahweh. Well, it's time to go to the mountaintop, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Pastor Buddy's going to have to shut it down and get out of here because the old clock on the wall's caught me. I love you very much. May Yahweh take a liking to you. You will be abundantly blessed if you would receive the gospel and hear the word of the last day prophets in the end time and his witnesses chosen around the country to tell you about the coming events that is near soon to happen. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Wednesday night here on WWRB 3.185 at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. That'll be 9 Central. Make a note on the calendar, and I'll see you then. We'll get into a Bible message. I might just want to finish this one up on Satan's coming. I want to show you when he's going to arrive, what's going to happen. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you. Oh,